Well, you might be shocked to learn that big tech is already censoring information about America's presidential race. I know it's shocking. Shock me if you've heard this before. Specifically, posts about Biden's replacement. In the past few days, YouTube has gone after channels that are asking critical questions about the Democratic nominee. You know, the woman who no one voted for, but who is now Biden's replacement. You know her name. The censorship started almost immediately after, right after Biden announced that he was dropping out of the race. The censorship industrial complex went into overdrive. It was like a coordinated effort. They all started removing videos critical of Harris, blocking comments critical of Harris. Reddit forums right now are alive with all kinds of users posting their experiences about this censorship on YouTube. And remember, Reddit is a liberal paradise. So, you know, this is a place where liberals are going on Reddit to complain about being censored on other platforms. Like, here's an individual who's like, I've been a premium YouTube subscriber for around 7 years now. I'm pretty active in regards to voicing my opinion on various channels. Yet this morning I made a comment simply listing all of Kamala Harris's actions and statements over the past few years, only to have that comment immediately removed and banned for 24 hours due to hate speech. So that's happening. You can read more of those posts on Reddit if you like. Amazon actively removing and censoring books critical of Harris as well. For instance, journalist Caleb Maupin, his book, Kamala Harris and the Future of America, had been up there for 4 years. 4 years. When suddenly, right after Biden steps down, his book gets removed by Amazon. And they reached out to him and said, it's because your cover was problematic. And he had a picture of Kamala Harris on the cover. So then he's like, okay, you know what? I'll make a really generic cover. I think you can look at it here. It's like a picture of like the Aurora Borealis. He's like, all right, I'll find the most generic thing I can do. And I'll just title it Kamala Harris and the Future of America. There's no picture of her. And they still rejected. He did it multiple times. Rejected. So it's been up there for 4 years. Almost to the day when President Biden steps down and announces he's resigning and he's not going to run for president anymore, suddenly Amazon deletes that book. It's amazing.
That's
amazing
wild.
How that works, isn't it? Biden, of course, we know that the Biden administration had pressured Amazon before, right? We covered that here on the show, specifically on vaccine misinformation, reducing visibility of COVID-related books. So if there were books out there talking about COVID on Amazon, the Biden administration, we now know, thanks to the Twitter files and other emails, was specifically leaning on Amazon to suppress those books. We know that. And this morning, thanks to the New York Post, we learned that Google's autocomplete feature is censoring information about Donald Trump's assassination attempt. You can't make this up. Michael Curzon also wrote about this. Google memory holes attempted assassination of Trump. So libs of TikTok even pointed this out. Even if you type out the entire word, no results autofill on Google. We're witnessing the erasure of history in real time. Unbelievable. So you type out assassination attempt Trump and it won't even populate it. So again, Google purports to be the organizer of the internet, right? To give you the most accurate and up-to-date information and when you need it at a moment's notice. That's Google's mission, right? Also, their mission is do no evil, but you know, we all laugh about that, right?
Hunter Biden.
Right. Do no evil to Hunter Biden.
I tried that. I actually, after I saw that, I went and tried it, and it is true. Like, I had typed in assassination attempt of TRU, and it says Truman, says all these different lists, but then you have to complete Trump, and even when you do, it doesn't finish it, and then you get information. But yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I did it as well. Attorney General Andrew Bailey also did it. He, from Missouri, he's on it, apparently going to be going after Google and looking into this. The Attorney General of Missouri says, I'm on it. So anyway, to David's point, I decided to test it out too. I don't want to take the words of libs of TikTok. So assassination attempt on, okay, what do you think would be the most relevant search? Trump doesn't show up.
Lenin.
Nope. And then I, you know what? I went back
Andrew
and then I
Johnson.
Realized, oh, I forgot a T. So let me fix that. Okay. Attempt on. Now let me make sure I type it out fully. I'm just going to type it out fully here. Make sure that I'm not screwing anything up. All right. Assassination. Attempt on. Nope. No Trump. On Truman. Who's looking up an assassination attempt on Truman right now? No one. Or President Human. President Reagan? Gerald Ford? No. So there you go. Elon Musk tweeted, well, there's probably a reason why that's the case, because Alphabet is donations, probably just a coincidence, that Alphabet Google employees were the top donors to President Biden. It's kind of shocking, isn't it, when you think about it? I'm sure it's just a bug, as Blue in our chat just says, yep, I'm sure it's just a bug. Also, Elon Musk tweeted this just a short time ago. Also, Google searches. So just that's like full-on searches. Now search for Donald Trump. When you search for Donald Trump, what do you get? You get news about Harris. You can't make this up. Really? Type in Donald Trump. I would probably want to get information about Donald Trump. Instead, Google wants you to see information about Harris. They just want to shove it right in your face. Shove it right in your face. It's unbelievable.
And only smiling, you know, flattering pictures of her as well. Looking,
oh, yeah. No, you know, cackling up, videos,
smiling,
nothing like that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Alexa, you know, which is Amazon's voice activated assistant that might be on your Echo One or Echo Show or whatever that you might have sitting in your house. So here's an example of asking for information about the assassination of Trump on your Alexa device from Amazon. Watch.
Alexa, what can you tell me about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Alexa, what can you tell me about the assassination attempt on Ronald Reagan?
On March 30th, 1981, President of the United States Ronald Reagan was shot and wounded by John Hinckley Jr. in Washington, D.C., as he was returning to his limousine after a speaking engagement at the Washington Hilton.
That's interesting.
Okay, thanks, Alexa, for the most accurate and up-to-date information about that. And of course, you know, again, you have Google searches that are doing the same. Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, Instagram also censoring photos. So, you know, not to be outdone, Mark Zuckerberg getting in on this. Jack Posobiec tweeting this just a few minutes ago. Breaking: Meta is now censoring actual photos of the Trump assassination attempt. So the actual photo of him, like, pumping his hand in the air with blood on his face, now... good luck sharing that across Instagram and Facebook. Now, a Facebook employee or Meta employee did respond saying, oh, we got some false positives from some AI images that were similar. So that's why it was giving us a false positive. It's been corrected now. Okay, sure. And a lot of people questioning this in the comments, which is, do you guys ever make mistake on the other side? Like, it always seems to be that you're making the mistake on this side of things, but it's never in the reverse.
Yeah.
You know? Go ahead, Philip.
So from what I understand, because I haven't been on Facebook in like 4 or 5 years, but I've seen people mention that it's become an AI-generated hellscape. Like, basically every image is AI. And but this one, they're like, oh, we thought it might be AI. Like, do they not?
Right.
Do they not
this one.
Look at their own platform?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, just this one is a problematic one. They don't want you seeing this, like, sort of triumphant fight picture of the president with blood on his face. Yeah, that'll be blocked. So you wonder then, well, how is Kamala Harris's campaign, you know, getting off the ground? Well, there's a lot of help right now. Of course, you're getting all the big tech censorship. But now, this is interesting. Laura Loomer tweeted this a short time ago and broke this story. Launch Viral is a company that you would hire for influencer campaigns. And guess what? The Kamala Harris campaign apparently has hired Launch Viral, so they will hire basically fake social media engagement. So our agency brings viral influencers and social media firepower to businesses. It's a paid post opportunity. We're offering $150 paid cash incentives as a small token of appreciation for those who are selected. Then we encourage your fans to share, like, and follow Kamala. So they're paying for fake followers.
And
on Instagram and Facebook,
right, and
on
social media. Influencer campaigns.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I dug into this Launch Viral website, Launch Viral company. What's interesting, if you go to launchviral.com, you can't take any action on the website at all. You're just met with a flat page on the website. There's no bar to click on, nothing. So you literally have to do a sort of a search to try to find, like, sub pages of this website. I don't know if they're blocking it right now or what. Something fishy is going on with this company. Anyway, the CEO, the founder, is all over LinkedIn. You're able to find information about the company's founder, one of the co-founders, Rick Shermer. And he posts this on on LinkedIn, talks all about his life. He's like, I'm like Elon Musk. I'm a free speech advocate. My company, Launch Viral Influence, specializes in influencer marketing. He's been a pioneer. But you'll notice here, if you scroll down, he said, you know, he talks about influencers are typically paid or receive something of value for their posts, and they are required to disclose this to their audience. He also says, though, in the case of politics, influencers need to make it abundantly clear who is paying for the sponsored content. So, all right, it'll be interesting to see, will these influencers, under the law, post that this is an ad? Anytime they say something effusive about Kamala Harris, they talk mm-hmm. about Kamala Harris, they're retweeting Kamala Harris, they're posting yeah. pictures of Kamala, they're sharing, they're going to have to put ad. According to the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, they have to put that there. This is a sponsored post. All of these individuals who are being paid to support Kamala are going to have to show that they've taken money from the Kamala Harris campaign under the law. Otherwise, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Right? According to the CEO of Launch Viral.